Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is Germany really descending into a dictatorship unparalleled since World War II? The answer is yes, as I will show you on this program, and it is something which has been prophesied in your Bible to occur in these days. Deutsche Welle wrote on October 21, repeatedly, Chancellor Merkel met with 16 premiers of Germany's powerful federal states to decide on measures to curb the coronavirus pandemic. After the latest one last week, politicians across the spectrum began complaining that for months now, such measures were all decided behind closed doors and without due parliamentary debate or consultation. Among the most vehement critics is Florian Post, a member of the Bundestag and legal affairs expert with the Social Democrats, the junior partners of Angela Merkel's coalition government. For nearly 9 months now, regulations have been put in place by local, regional, and central authorities which are restricting people's freedoms in a manner unprecedented in post-war Germany, he told the mass circulation Bild newspaper. And not even once has an elected parliament been called on to vote on the measures, he complained. There is no provision in the German constitution for the kind of power sharing we are seeing between the chancellor and the heads of the federal states, he said. It's simply not acceptable that parliament only hears about the latest anti-corona measures via Chancellor Merkel's weekly podcast or random press conferences, said Christian Lindner, head of the business-friendly Free Democrats. The Bundestag is being shut out, despite the fact that we are witnessing drastic incursions into our fundamental rights and freedoms. The left party is also calling for parliamentary play and involvement in a more central role in decision-making. One leading party member, Jan Korte, has gone so far as to say that he believes that last week's controversial meeting between Chancellor Merkel and the heads of the federal states effectively means that an alternative government is making all sorts of decisions without even consulting parliament. The Greens, too, are up in arms. Their parliamentarians at the national and regional level say they have been disempowered and kept in the dark by federal and national governments. It also emerged that the health ministry in Berlin is fast-tracking efforts to push through both an extension beyond March 2021 and an expansion of the special rights granted to Health Minister Jens Spahn of Merkel's party. It would enable Spahn to issue directives on his own initiative. The new legislation would, for instance, give the minister the power to impose controls on international and national transport systems and issue special regulations for air and seaports. This proposed change of the law would give controversial Jens Spahn unlimited autocratic powers solely based on his own discretion, and that on a permanent level, according to an article by Der Tagesspiegel. Now, Jens Spahn is openly gay, and he is right now in isolation, self-imposed isolation, you might say, because he has been tested positive for the coronavirus after he has received a flu shot. But Merkel and her autocratic friends in Germany do not care, didn't care, don't care. 1 week later, on October 28, Deutsche Welle reported, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany's state premiers announced on Wednesday, again without the involvement of Parliament, a new partial lockdown to begin on Monday, November 2. Restaurants and bars will close. Large events will be cancelled again. Unnecessary travel is strongly discouraged. Overnight stays in hotels for tourist purposes is banned. Meetings in hotels are banned. Meetings in public will be restricted to just two households of up to 10 people total. Now, leaders of the far right, it says here, far right, it's questionable to have this description, but anyway, that's what this article says. Leaders of the far right Alternative for Germany, the AfD, which is the largest opposition party in the German federal parliament, have been among those who are most widely critical of further restrictions. No measures, including lockdowns, have had a demonstrable influence on the infection rate, but the lockdown fantasies of government politicians are becoming increasingly absurd, the AfD parliamentary leader Alexander Gauland said in a statement on Tuesday. But now comes a very frightening and alarming statement by Deutsche Welle. Relying on goodwill and compliance, as the Chancellor called for in her most recent video podcast, may not go far enough. In other words, the idea is like it has to be imposed through governmental agencies, the police, and what we can expect is more police brutality, as has been documented in most recent videos. Now, similar restrictions were announced in France, in Italy, in Spain, in the UK, and so these lockdowns are not just limited to Germany, but I like to talk about Germany, because Merkel then made an announcement on October 29, just one day later, to Parliament, announcing to Parliament what they had already decided. The article by Deutsche Welle states, German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended the government's decision to impose a partial lockdown in a tense speech to lawmakers in the Bundestag on Thursday. In a speech that was regularly interrupted by shouts from several German lawmakers, Merkel said the current rate of infection poses a massive threat to the country's health system. The winter will be difficult, four long, difficult months, she said. The Chancellor also said, lies, disinformation, and conspiracy theories not only damage democratic debate, but also the fight against the virus. AfD parliamentary leader Alexander Gauland accused Merkel's government of wartime propaganda, and he also spoke of a war parliament and the corona dictatorship. Yahoo News added on October 29, Merkel called on Germans to reject those who refused to follow the established science in combating the spread of the disease. Germany has been rocked by a series of often large demonstrations against government measures to tame the virus, with activists accusing Merkel of exploiting the pandemic for a power grab. Merkel pushed back hard against such claims, calling populism, so every time you disagree with the government, you are a populist, calling populism not only unrealistic, but also irresponsible. The things that have been proven wrong by science must be called out, she said. And I agree. Things which have been proven wrong by science should be called out, but what are those things and what science are we talking about? A case in point was published by Deutsche Welle on October 23. Klaus Reinhardt, the president of the German Medical Association, told a talk show on public broadcaster ZDF that he had doubts wearing simple non-medical masks outdoors was effective against the coronavirus. Such face coverings, he said, offered no protection at all to those wearing them and only very little protection against infecting others, he told ZDF, and of course he also said that orders to wear masks outdoors would be nonsense. Now, you can only imagine the swift response in panic-stricken Germany, because the article continued to state, The response to Reinhardt's comments was swift, with one member of parliament even calling for his resignation. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer said Friday he found the remarks from the highest authority in the medical profession to be almost shocking. So it cannot be what must not be. And so, we should clearly be able to recognize the fact, as some German commentators and politicians have pointed out, that Germany is descending into a dictatorship which did not exist in West Germany or East Germany since World War II. Frightening times indeed. But as I mentioned, this has been prophesied to happen, and it will get much worse in the very near future, when the beast, the charismatic, political, military leader mentioned in the Book of Revelation, will raise his ugly head. And that time is not far away. To help you to better understand what is prophesied, we have prepared a free booklet, Germany in Prophecy. You should read this booklet. It quotes a lot of scriptures from your Bible. And I'd like to thank you for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.